This is Abundance. I'm your host, Dane Allred, and every week on Abundance, we search for a way to be more positive in an ever-increasingly negative world. Where others attack, we seek to be thankful for this day and for all of the bounty of this earth. I am the incurable optimist, and we're here today to celebrate all the wonderful people and opportunities we enjoy in today's world. And so I'm so serious about being positive, I write a plus underneath my name, and my blood type is even B positive. I've taken the time to write a list of 1,001 things I'm thankful for. I call it my list of 1,001 thanks, and every week we examine one of the 1,001 ideas I've thought about that might help promote a more positive experience for you and for those around you. Today, we are celebrating surprise. Today we're celebrating surprise number 822 from my list of 1,001 thanks. Abundance is your chance to be your best, where we accentuate the positive and try to eliminate the negative. I am extremely thankful for the opportunity I've been given to host this show. We hope it will give you the positive boost we all need as we prepare to face a new week. I love being positive, seeing the good in even the bad things that happen to all of us. We really only have two choices when something doesn't go our way. Say you're stuck in a long line at the grocery store. What are the two choices? We could get angry, impatient, put off, or we could get outside ourselves. And the problem we're having, take a minute to look around. Is there something we could notice we might not have noticed? Is there someone who needs us to smile so they can feel better? If we see someone else who needs to get in front of us in this super long line, say a mom out and about with three kids, maybe we'll let them in front of us. It'll surprise you what a difference stopping to make the best choice will make in your day, your week, and your life. And we'll be talking about how to be our best selves today, and our best self knows what we need to learn. I've learned that listeners love to hear about my problems and how I decide to deal with them. So as we're discussing surprise today in my list of 1,001 thanks, number 822, I think you'll be surprised about the strange and funny things that have happened to me. I'm going to call these installments A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to Dane Allred, and they will be available at daneallred.podbean.com as a podcast or as a blog at daneallred.blogspot.com. I have an abundance of funny things and interesting things that have happened in my life, and I think my job may be to tell you about them so you feel better about your own life. Again, my life may just serve as a warning to you. If nothing else, you might be entertained, and that's the kind of abundance we can all use. I'm here today to talk about some of my adventures and the surprises I've encountered, and surprise is a strange thing to be grateful for, but surprise is a vital part of everyday life. Surprise is something you can develop in other people. General George Patton said it this way: don't tell people how to do things, tell them what to do, and let them surprise you with their results. And I agree with this. You may have been surprised by the work or ideas of someone else, and I always appreciate someone else's input. Joseph Addison illustrated one of the reasons we like surprise. He said, "Everything that is new or uncommon raises a pleasure in the imagination because it fills the soul with an agreeable surprise, gratifies its curiosity, and gives it an idea of which it was not before possessed." And I like to be surprised about new connections. If I'm paying attention, I can usually make some new connections. I like it best when I surprise myself. Henry Wadsworth Longfellow said it best: "Man is always more than he can know of himself. Consequently, his accomplishments, time and again, will come as a surprise to him." And I know it's that way in my life. And this next quote, it's probably not appropriate for prime time, but Pamela Anderson is someone you may know. Even if you don't know who she is, this quote will still make sense. Let's just say, to keep the show family friendly, Pamela Anderson likes to surprise people. She said it this way: "It's great to be a blonde. With low expectations, it's very easy to surprise people." Some surprises are not so great. I think this is a sad surprise that Lee Trevino received one day. He said, "My divorce came to me as a complete surprise." That's what happens when you haven't been home in 18 years. So in just a moment, here's a story about a big surprise I still remember from my late teens. Oh. A funny thing happened on the way to Dane Allred. Omelets in Cincinnati. This story takes place more than 3 decades ago, so I probably shouldn't name cities. Things might have changed, and I don't want the people of Cincinnati angry about something that happened in the 70s. I was in Ohio for a national meeting of high school students from all over the country, having just become a recent high school graduate myself. I spent a week there, and I was preparing to go visit my great-grandmother in Kentucky for the very first time. The bus ticket had been purchased, and as I sat in the Cincinnati bus station, I decided I was hungry. Delicious aromas were wafting from the diner at the bus station, and one of my favorite breakfasts is a Denver omelet. Now, a Denver omelet has two of my favorite foods, onions and bacon. It may sound strange to someone who hasn't enjoyed the bacony and oniony goodness cooked in eggs, but I would advise anyone who hasn't tried one to do so before judging. You may want them to hold the green peppers, which are also usually in a Denver omelet. I don't like green peppers, so I have the cook hold the green peppers, and everyone is happy. Now, sitting in a bus station diner was a new experience to me. I'd never been in a bustling transportation center before, and as my breakfast was cooking, I contemplated the excitement of travel. I was listening to the noise build in the terminal as the morning travelers arrived. The smells from the kitchen were amazing, and as I sat with my mouth watering, waiting for my omelet to arrive, I don't know if it was the new surroundings or the fact that I was hundreds of miles from home on a great adventure, traveling by myself for the first time, or the combination of all of the above, but I was excited. The omelet arrived, it looked delicious, and I was starving. Did I mention a Denver omelet has cheese? The combination of eggs, bacon, onions, melted cheese are one of the most delicious breakfasts you could ever have, and it was one of the most delicious breakfasts I've ever had. I sprinkled a bit of salt on it, since I put salt on almost everything, and yes, I know it's not healthy for me, and my taste buds were in heaven. Yes, I love bacon by itself. I love onions and garlic, because my stepfather wanted to be Italian, and he was a great cook. Everything he cooked had onions and garlic in it, even some sour cream cookies. What really happened was he liked to put garlic in the sour cream for baked potatoes, but then he forgot about the garlic when he made the sour cream cookies. And they tasted okay, but they kind of had a strange, sharp aftertaste. Anyway, so when that onion taste combined with the bacon, cheese, and eggs, I was transported. And I can still remember to this day how good that omelet tasted. There really aren't many times you can have a breakfast you can recall decades later. As I finished the omelet, I pushed the plate back in total satisfaction. Now, to understand the next part of this story, you need to know that I grew up in Utah. It's a desert state, and the combination of the extreme heat and cold winters eliminates a lot of the pest problems other places have. You may be anticipating where this story is going, since we're talking about surprise today, so if you want to skip ahead or change channels for a minute, I don't blame you. I looked into the kitchen. Since I was sitting in the middle of the front counter, there was a door that opened right into the kitchen, leading right into the kitchen in front of me. I seemed to remember that the floor was a kind of an industrial yellow, not unexpected in a city bus station. And as I sat there in bliss, the floor seemed to move a bit. I wasn't sure what I had just seen. Then the floor moved again. In fact, a couple of small pieces of the floor seemed to run quickly from one side of the door to the other, and then back again. I was a recent high school graduate, but my education hadn't included this. Was I having hallucinations from the delicacy I had just consumed? I looked closer, and the floor moved again, and as I focused on a small yellow piece of the floor which had moved, stopped, and then moved long enough for me to focus, I realized what I was seeing. Cockroaches. I'd never seen a cockroach in my life. I'd always wondered what they looked like. I really didn't know much about them, but I knew they weren't supposed to be in a kitchen. And my stomach turned just a bit, and I'm happy to report that that is all that happened. You know, if I knew then what I know now about cockroaches, my response might not have been so mild. I've had Denver omelets since then, but that was the best. Well, that was a surprise. Today we are talking about surprises, number 822 on my list of 1,001 thanks. I hope the surprises in your life aren't quite so upsetting. Later in the program, we'll talk about some more recent surprises. In fact, some that only happened a few weeks ago, and I really sometimes hate these kind of surprises. You're listening to Abundance. This is a program where we find 1,001 ways to say thank you. This is KTKK, 6:30 a.m. For crystal clear reception on your computer, go to www.k-talk.com and click on the yellow Listen Now Starburst, or enter KTKK in any web browser, and that'll direct you right to our website. Today we've been expressing our thanks for, surprise, number 822 on my list of 1,000. And one thanks. It's 20 minutes past the hour. Welcome to Abundance. This is a celebration of the good things happening in your life and the world. I'm your host, Dane Allred, and today we're talking about surprise. You're listening to KTKK AM 630, and this program is also available at www.k-talk.com, or type KTKK into any web browser. Then click on the Listen Now Starburst, and you'll be receiving crystal clear reception. You're listening to Abundance. This week we're focusing on surprise. In celebration of Thanksgiving, which is coming up in a couple of weeks, I thought we'd put this up so you can re-listen to this at your convenience on daneallred.podbean.com. If you'd like to share this story that we're about to bring to you, this is a pretty classic story from O. Henry. I think in this story, as in all O. Henry stories, there's always a surprise twist, but you may be surprised at how a Thanksgiving dinner may not be the most delicious meal of the year. To Thanksgiving Day, Gentlemen, by O. Henry. There is one day that is ours. There is one day when all we Americans who are not self-made go back to the old home to eat saleratus biscuits and marvel at how much nearer to the porch the old pump looks than it used to. Bless the day. President Roosevelt gives it to us. We hear some talk of the Puritans, but just don't remember who they were. I bet we can lick them anyhow if they try to land again. Plymouth Rocks. Well, that sounds more familiar. Lots of us have had to come down to hens since the Turkey Trust got its work in, but somebody in Washington is leaking out advance information to them about these Thanksgiving proclamations. You know, the big city east of the Cranberry Bogs has made Thanksgiving Day an institution. The last Thursday in November is the only day in the year on which it recognizes the part of America lying across the ferries. It is the one day that is purely American. Yes, a day of celebration exclusively American. And now for the story, which is to prove to you that we have